This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Nearly 100 cargo workers at Denver International Airport walked off the job today. The group of Swissport employees picketed in front of the airport due to ignored safety concerns, like broken heaters. Swissport didn't respond to a request for comment. A DIA spokesman said passenger traffic has been unaffected by the strike, which ends Tuesday. Boulder law enforcement officials have made an arrest in connection with a high-end jewelry theft. CPR's Paulo Shaw reports.
In July, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office received a report of a burglary at a home that was on the market. The victim reported six pieces of jewelry with a value of $475,000 were stolen from the property. A large number of suspects were considered, as many people were coming and going from the home due to its prospective sale. Detectives say a 31-year-old man was caught pawning some of the stolen goods. He's facing multiple felony charges. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Colorado's second-largest electricity provider wants to close two of its coal-fired power plants early. If regulators approve the plan next year, Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association would close a coal plant in Craig, Colorado, by 2028, 2 years ahead of schedule. It also wants to close a coal plant in Arizona. Tri-State delivers wholesale power to 40 electric associations across the West. It says incentives from federal infrastructure legislation would help it replace the coal energy with cleaner sources. This is CPR News. Stay here for All Things Considered.